We thank you for joining us for this episode of FEA Today. My name is Matt Costella, director of the Fundamental Evangelistic Association, headquartered at the Grace Bible Church in Fresno, California. Our hope and prayer is that this brief program will encourage you in the things of the Lord and direct your attention to God's Word as you seek to make sense of the world in which you find yourself today. In the last episode of FEA Today, we took the time to consider the fact that time is of the essence. We looked at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16 and 17, where the Apostle Paul tells us from it through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that we are to use our time wisely, that we are to redeem the time, understanding what the will of the Lord is. We are to walk circumspectly, that is, cautiously and carefully with the time that God has given to us. And then we began to consider Psalm chapter 90, this incredible psalm of Moses, in which he reflects upon the time that God has given to us on the earth. We considered a definition of time. John Wesley defined time as a fragment of eternity broken off at both ends. Time is inelastic. It dominates and controls our lives. It's irreversible. We cannot recall it. Time is expensive and precious and valuable because it's limited, and it's measurable, and because it's measurable, it is therefore manageable. Time is life's most valuable commodity. Yet so often as believers, we live our lives without even considering the value of the time that we have been given by God. So in Psalm chapter 90, we find Moses' prayer in the wilderness. As the children of Israel were wandering around in that miserable place and dying as a result of their unbelief. This psalm, the oldest in the collection, portrays Moses' view of God, of life, and of our need to wisely invest the time that God has given to us. So we begin with Psalm chapter 90, and we read, "Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." We find, first of all, that Moses understood the eternality of God. Moses knew that God had always existed and that God always will exist. Notice his description, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Moses penned the first five books of the Bible through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And because of this, he certainly knew that God created all things, but that God himself never was created. Moses possessed a magnificent understanding of God's nature and of his creation. This is one of the things that we have to understand is those who are made within the realm of time, God who created mankind, who created the world and the everything in the world, God has no limitations. God is outside of time. Yet, he created time and he works within the boundaries of time. You see, time is used by God to fulfill his plan, to fulfill his purpose. We go all the way back to the book of Genesis in the first two chapters, and we see that God created morning and evening and literal 24-hour days. We know from the New Testament that Jesus Christ came to earth when the fullness of the time was come. Jesus himself lived to be 33 years old, and he arose 3 days after his death. In the future, we know that he will reign on this earth for 1,000 literal years, what we refer to as the millennium. You see, God has created time, and he uses time, but he is outside of time because he has always existed and always will. Moses understood this reality. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, Moses writes, thou art God. It is impossible for us in our natural finite minds really to comprehend the eternality of God. However, because we know that God created time and he uses it to fulfill his plan and his purpose, we as his creation must be sure that we are likewise using, or may I say investing, our allotted time on this earth to further the purposes and the will of God. You see, we only have so much time allotted to us on this earth. Now, it's true, we will live forever. If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will live forever with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, just as God will eternally exist. But how we invest our time now does have a bearing on our eternity. So we must invest our time wisely now while we still have the time, which is why we read in Ephesians chapter 5 that we are to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. God has given us a certain amount of time on this earth to be used to further his purposes, to be used for his glory, and how we spend or waste or invest our time is extremely important for us to understand. So from Psalm chapter 90, we see, first of all, that Moses understood the eternality of God, and we must do the same. The second thing we find from Psalm chapter 90 is that Moses understood man's brevity of life as a result of sin. We begin reading in verse 3, "Thou turnest man to destruction," that is, to dust, "and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are as but yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as a sleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger," Moses writes, "and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath." In these verses, we find Moses really grasping. He's understanding the brevity of life as a result of sin. Moses knew that God is in complete control of how much time man is allowed to have on earth. That's what he writes in verse 3. "Thou, the sovereign control of God, thou turnest man to destruction or to dust, and sayest, Return, ye children of men." Moses also knew that in light of eternity, our time on earth is very short-lived. He compares the brevity of man's life to several things. First of all, he compares the brevity of man's life to just simply a few hours. Verse 4, "For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past." A few hours. You see, in God's eyes, that is in view of eternity, the God who is from everlasting to everlasting, 1,000 years of time, the way we view time, is as yesterday. In fact, Moses says in verse 4, no, it's as 3 hours. If we measure that according to the time that men have lived on this earth, Methuselah, the oldest man to ever live, lived almost 1,000 years, and to God, this amounts to only just a few hours. If we use the same time analogy that Moses is describing here, one who lives to be 83 years of age, which is close to the mortality rate today, one who lives to be 83 years old, has lived only 15 minutes in the eyes of God. It seems a long time to us in our finite minds, and yet in light of eternity, one who lives 83 years old has lived, we could say, just 15 minutes in the eyes of God. So Moses compared the brevity of man's life to just a few hours. In the first part of verse 5, he compares the brevity of man's life to the quick destruction of floodwaters. He says, "Thou carriest them away as with a flood." Our years are so quick. Floodwaters can do an extreme amount of damage. They can create destruction in such a short amount of time. And Moses is saying that the brevity of our life, we can compare it to the quick destruction of floodwaters. Here 1 minute, gone the next. And also in verse 5, he compares our time and the brevity of life to sleep. He says, "There is a sleep." He mentions, in the morning they are like grass which groweth up. So he compares the brevity of man's life to grass in verse 6. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. Charles Spurgeon said this concerning this verse. He said, life is sown, it's grown, it's blown, it's mown, and then it's gone. Like grass, it withers quickly. It may flourish in the morning, but by the end of the day, it's cut down. And then all the way down in verse 9, the end of verse 9, he says that we spend our years as a tale that is told. That phrase, a tale that is told, the idea in the Hebrew is that it's as a thought or simply a sigh. If we go to the New Testament, we find in James chapter 4, verses 13 and 14, that James compares the life of man to a vapor that appeareth for a little while, and then it vanishes away. So Moses is making a point here that the time that we have on this earth is brief. It's very brief in light of eternity because of sin. He understood that this brevity of life and the subsequent wrath of God upon the actions of mankind came about as a result of man's sin. He writes in verse 7, we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled, in verse 7. Verse 8, thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. You see, we were not created to experience death. We were not created to experience the judgment of God. Back in the wilderness during Moses' life, the people were often overthrown, and they were immediately judged by God for their unbelief, for their disobedience. Because of this, some lives were extremely short-lived. Moses noted here in this psalm that the average Israelite lived to be 70 years in the wilderness, and those who lived longer only had to endure more labor and more sorrow. Verse 10, the days of our years are 80 years and 10, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years old, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Now Moses would certainly understand this because he lived to be 120 years old. All of us have probably known of a young person, or maybe even a healthy adult, who met what we often describe as an untimely death, when the greatest and the most productive years of their lives seem to be ahead of them. You see, death is no respecter of persons. While we live under grace rather than under the law, like the Israelites in the wilderness, who experienced the wrath and the judgment of God for their sin and often were judged immediately, the bottom line is this: any one of us, even today, can be taken in death at any moment for any number of reasons. God has given us a time on this earth to live for Him, to fulfill His purposes, to glorify Him, and to show that glory before others, to show that glory before the world. Because our life is so brief in light of eternity, and because God has given us the time we do have, is a grace gift. It's a gift of grace. We don't deserve the time He's given to us, but it's a grace gift from Him. Our responsibility as believers today in this church age is not to waste, not to spend our time, but to invest it wisely for God's glory, to fulfill God's plan and God's purpose. We need to invest our time wisely while we still have the time. Again, as the Apostle Paul said, walk circumspectly, cautiously, carefully, wisely, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. We don't think of time very often, but we have to understand, we have to make sure that we are investing the time that God has given us for His glory, and we must thank Him for the time that He's given us. We'll conclude our study of time in Psalm chapter 90, Lord willing, in the next episode of FEA Today. But until then, I thank you for joining us and ask that the Lord continue to bless you.